أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين نافقوا يقولون لإخوانهم الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب لئن أخرجتم لنخرجن معكم ولا نطيع فيكم أحدا أبدا وإن قتلتم لننصرنكم والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون. The very beginning of the surah, we discussed one aspect with regards to this Yahud clan, the Banu Nadir, that when they had tried to assassinate Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given them a period of 10 days to leave Medina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Ubay, who was the leader of the hypocrites, the leader of the munafiqeen, he went to them, pacified them, and said to them that they should not leave. Rather, they should resist. And if there is any clash between the Banu Nadir and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, then the munafiqeen will also join the Banu Nadir, and in that they will have a great deal of strength and they will be able to resist any attempt for them to be banished from the lands of Medina Munawwara. But when the crunch had come, Abdullah bin Ubay had not rendered any assistance, and hence the Banu Nadir had then locked themselves up in their fort. So this ayah and the ayahs that come after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about how the munafiqeen had not rendered any assistance and how they had left them, and some issues with regards to the munafiqeen. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. Do you not see those people who have made nifaq, who had been hypocrites? يَقُولُونَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ. They said to their brothers, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Who were their brothers? Those who had disbelieved from the people of the book. لَيْنْ أُخْرِجْتُمْ. If you are expelled or if you are banished from the land, لَنُخْرِجَنَّ مَعَكُمْ, then we will also come out with you. وَلَا نُطِيعُ فِيكُمْ أَحَدًا أَبَدًا. And we will not obey anyone ever regarding you. وَإِن قُوتِلْتُمْ. And if you are fought against, لَنَنْصُرَنَّكُمْ, then we will certainly help you. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assessment, the most correct assessment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness that certainly they are liars. They would not leave Medina with the Banu Nadir, and nor would they render any assistance. لَإِنْ أُخْرِجُوا لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مَعَهُمْ. If they were expelled, then these munafiqeen will not leave Medina with them. وَلَإِنْ قُوتِلُوا. And if they are fought against, لَا يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ. They will not render any assistance. وَلَإِنْ نَصَرُوهُمْ. If perchance they would render any assistance, لَيُوَلُّنَّ الْأَدْبَارِ, then they will turn away on their heels, on their backs, and they will retreat from any battlefield. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ, and then they will not be helped. لَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَحْبَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. The bottom line and the assessment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that these munafiqeen, they are more fearful of you, O Muslims. Your fear is greater in their hearts, min Allah, than their fear that they're supposed to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, because they fear you more and they do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it was the command of Allah, then also they will not submit and surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very far-fetched that they will come to the assistance of even your enemies. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. That is because they are a nation who do not understand. لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر. Altogether also they will not be able to fight you, O Muslims, except in habitations that are fortified. In other words, in suburbs or dwellings that have forts. So what they would do is they would go into these forts and seek the shelter of these forts. أو من وراء جدر, or they will fight you from behind walls, but they will never be able to come into any form of open combat against you. بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another reason why they would not render any help to each other, that between them the infighting also is absolutely severe, that amongst themselves also they have dissension in their ranks, so it is far-fetched that they would come together and fight you. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. You think that they are all together, that they are all one group, but the reality of it is قُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, that their hearts are scattered, and because of that they would never be able to create any confederate, any allies between them, create allied forces and fight you, O Muslims. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And that is because they are a nation that do not have any aql. They are unable to think about the consequences. But all of it together, they have no commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will never be committed to each other, and they will never be able to face any force if anyone comes to attack you, O Muslims, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One or two important aspects with regards to this. Such was the kind of power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that was because of the commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deep rooted love for Allah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them strength in every form, even though they may have not had the resources, and that is why the enemies also feared them. And this is what is lacking in us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the strength of our iman, the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.